This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 after the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer not here in this hour of the program, but Jay Kirshner is here and Victoria Keelan is here, and I'm here, Doug Steffen, with the pleasure of your company on the top of our list and information or misinformation. We were talking about the COVID misinformation from Facebook, and now one wonders about the situation in India, Victoria. Mm-hmm. What sort of information was, you know, the media, the news media in our country and the West is much different than the news media in other areas. India is a free country, but the information that they have is not very sophisticated, and perhaps that sets up the situation as it exists. All these people who got a fake vaccine, where'd that come from? Who would perpetrate this kind of a fraud to begin with?
Well, so thousands of people in India have fallen prey to this elaborate, wide-ranging scam that basically sold fake coronavirus vaccines in India. Doctors, medical workers were among those arrested for their involvement. So it's, I mean, it just, ugh, how you could be, I mean, isn't that like the Hippocratic Oath anywhere? Do no harm, right? That's, but yeah, they were involved. They used saline water and injected that into people's arms. And these people obviously thought they were getting the COVID vaccine. As we know, India has been hit at this point, I think, harder than any other country. And they had 12 different fake vaccination drives that were held near Mumbai, which is sort of the financial hub of India. Mm-hmm. And so 2,500 people apparently were given fake shots. The organizers charged their victims for the shots. They made $28,000 off of these people and for giving them saline water. So this is... So 14 people have been arrested so far. They're looking into this more. But unfortunately, the real harm here is that India, as we know, with the Delta variant, which originated there and has now been renamed the Delta variant, we know how bad these cases are and how overrun the hospitals were. And so people thinking that they were safe and doing the right thing were still spreading the virus everywhere. So it's just, it's on so many levels, this is just really egregious. It's awful. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, this greed is part of human motivation with some, as we know. What is it that motivates you to think the way you do? Whether it has to do with friendship, whether it has to do with the work that you do, whether it has to do with your attitude toward authority, whatever it is, what shapes you? I was thinking about that as I was driving around. I'm talking about the wonderful trip I took over the weekend to upstate New York and into Vermont. It was really it was a beautiful time for me to just sort of think. I had the radio on. I was listening around to some of the patriotic music and some of the stories, and then I found a couple of talk radio programs and a couple of talk radio stations. I don't much listen to the political talk radio because I don't find it inspiring, motivating. I find it annoying, frankly. And I was I don't want to spend much time on this because it is annoying. The whole business of Rush Limbaugh was somebody, like him or not, who really set the tone, set the standard for success in conversation radio. There are many of us, I've been around as long as he was around. Actually, I've been around longer than he was around. I'm a little older than he was when he passed, and I started a little earlier than he did. But we all, it isn't that I'm not here to talk about one-upsmanship. I'm here to sort of ask the question, what do you get out of listening? And I don't mean to make this sound like, oh, he's wonderful and everybody else is terrible. It's just that I don't find what you get out of it. What is there? These two new guys that are on the time spot that maybe some of the, I'm sure a lot of the stations that carry this program carry them because they carry Limbaugh. I listened to maybe 15, 20 minutes of these two guys. Buck Sexton is somebody I've known for a while. He's an okay. You know, he's not my cup of tea, but he's okay. This other guy they got from Sports, Fox Sports, I don't know what this guy thinks he has or what people think he has, but he's awful in my estimation. Listening to the first, and what I didn't, what really took me back is they're still using Limbaugh's theme. I would have thought that Limbaugh's brother, who was the lawyer, or the family would say, hey, that theme belonged to us.
Well, they got paid for it.
Huh?
I'm sure they got paid for it.
Well, maybe they did, but it doesn't. It symbolizes Limbaugh. It doesn't symbolize them. That was a very iconic Chrissy Hynde riff from a song that she did, you know, back. I remember talking to Limbaugh. He and I, when we started about the same time, we were friends for the first 3 or 4 years. And I asked him, I remember where he got this. And his hands touched everything at the beginning of that broadcast, the you know, excellence in broadcasting thing. There was a very small staff, it was 3 people, and they put this all together. And so when I think about that riff, I think about him. So when I heard the station come out of the news with the Limbaugh theme, I thought, oh, well, this is going to be an old, because there's still, some of the stations are still playing some of that old Rush Limbaugh stuff on the weekends. So I thought, okay, well, I'm going to listen to a little of Limbaugh. And then this guy from Fox Sports comes on, who's the new co-host, and it starts with his drivel. And what an egomaniac. He goes on and on for, you know, he and Sexton are supposed to be co-hosts, and I don't hear from Sexton for, like, quite a long time. Anyway, the point is not to dwell on it. I just, what took me back more than anything else was hearing Limbaugh's theme, and I actually got excited about it because I wanted to listen to some old Rush, just to hear him, especially the way he was when he first got started, even though a lot of people were turned off by his points of view. He was entertaining, and there's an identity there. And I guess that was the point I was making. Most of the stuff that's around today, there's no real identity to it. It's just the same stuff with most of these people that don't have much imagination. It's just the talking points that mostly Levin comes up with and a few others, and they all read it, and that's all they talk about. I'll tell you a guy that I do think is intelligent and has a little bit of a leg up on many of the other people, and a guy that's from Texas called Joe Pags. He does have a pretty good program. So anyway, it's not me doing a review of programs, but I just found it, it was kind of, I just found I'm distressed by the status of my industry as much as anything else. And somebody said to me, well, you've been in it for a long time. Maybe you've been in it for too long. I don't think that's the case. I think that I'm holding on to some things that were creative, and I think we have a lack of creative, never mind just in the broadcast business, but look across, you know, there's the sameness. Go to a mall and find a store that's a local store. Go any mall in the country, and you see the same stores, the same presentation, it's the sameness. You know what I mean, ladies? You can see
mm-hmm.
it in Nashville,
yeah,
where Jay is,
and
where you are. Everything is a chain. Which,
well, the mall that's near me is going, it's going to get demolished and it's going to be turned into condos. So.
Really?
Yeah. The only thing that's going to survive are it's the movie theater. It's like a multiplex and then some chain restaurants around it. But the rest of the actual stores, the department stores are gone. Everything's, no one shops in a mall anymore. I guess it depends on where you are. But,
well, and I feel like it was even before COVID. It's just, it's more convenient to shop online and have things. But I am so tired of seeing high-rises and apartment buildings and all of that.
Everywhere.
And they're taking away our parking. Like, there is zero parking in Nashville. All of the parking lots have been taken out, and they're becoming buildings.
So what is the, don't you have some sort of a planning board in Nashville that supervises or puts a rubber stamp on? I don't know, here in Framingham we have a building moratorium because 2,400 apartment units have gone up in the last 2.5-3 years, and people say, whoa, wait a minute, let's see what that's going to do to the traffic, or it's going to do to businesses in the areas where it's put up, you know, that kind of stuff. But apparently that's...
Parking in Nashville is actually not easy. Jay's right.
Horrible.
Yeah, I did a girls trip, and we only had one car because, you know, half of us flew. But, yeah, it was... We found a few lots, but we would get, like, the last spot in the open lot. It was really difficult to figure out how to navigate that.
Aren't the locals... don't they have something to say about that? Isn't there Well, there's going to be some.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of saying about it, yeah. People aren't happy about it. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's almost like they're trying to make it just, you know what, hire an Uber or a Lyft or a cab or something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like every single parking lot. There's so few left anymore. I want to win the lottery, and I'm going to make a high-rise parking lot structure, and it's all just going to be parking.
Well, that was my next question.
That.
Well, what's the do you know what the building code requires? What's the tallest building you can build? There's got to be a rule on the highest building that can be built. And I was just going to say somebody needs to somebody buy one of these lots and be creative and put up a big parking structure. That'd be a way to make huge money, it would seem to me, in a city like that. See, that's a side of Nashville that I didn't know. Although when I was driving around Nashville, I don't remember. I guess somebody may have been driving me because of the station that was on there. Somebody drove me around. Maybe I didn't have a car, although I must have. I've driven through Nashville a number of times. I didn't notice what you're talking about. But I can see where it might, especially in the older parts of the city, right? Or is this everywhere in the city?
Yeah, it's everywhere. It's absolutely everywhere. All of the places that we would always be parking, those parking lots don't even exist anymore. They're construction sites now.
Joe Biden on the suspension of, Sha'Carri Richardson? An interesting story. We'll talk about it in a moment after these words.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private! Astute!
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, save $500 on all Tempur-Breeze mattresses and experience your coolest sleep this summer with our best breeze savings of the year. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Here we are on the DJB program. Let's talk about this Sha'Carri Richardson suspension. Joe Biden said the rules are the rules, et cetera, et cetera. But the story behind the story, ladies, is that she only used weed once, right? The anti-doping agency for the Olympics says that's it because it was in her blood.
Yeah, and they call it a performance-enhancing drug, which is the biggest joke that went around.
Not at all.
It is not making anyone
faster. Yeah, you don't even drive faster. Anyone who's like, you know, when you see a younger person who's like in the right lane and going real slow, you know that they're totally high because it makes you feel like you're going faster than you are. So everyone slows down. So I don't understand how they could even say that she would run faster on weed.
But she's out of the Olympics.
She's out.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's too bad after all the work that she's
done. One of the fastest women in the world, too.
She had her mother was sick or died or something, and this was
her mother. Yeah, her mother died.
Yeah, and that's why she says that's why she used it. Okay. Well,
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
All right, let's move into the trending portion of this hour of the DJV program. Let's see here. Ronan Farrow and Britney Spears. Okay, let's get to the bottom of this, Jay. You're in charge. Jay Kirshner, Victoria, I'm sure, will have plenty to say about this as well. We all know about Ronan, or do we need to re-explain Ronan Farrow's role in a lot of these exposés about Harvey Weinstein, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He's been pretty good as a, I think he's maybe the epitome of what a good investigative reporter.
Modern day, absolutely. Right.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. So what's the story, Jay?
So he is revealing some more information after doing his deep dives regarding Britney Spears' conservatorship, has revealed that she actually called 911 to report that she was the victim of conservatorship abuse the day before her bombshell dropping court testimony. So that was on June 23rd.
So how come nobody knew that? Why is he the only one that found that out? It would be a question. Where's the news media?
That made the rounds on TMZ that she had called the cops the day before, but because they said it's an investigation, they sealed it. Normally those 911 calls are public record, and I have a feeling she was hoping it would be public. But then they sealed it. So I don't know. Is it more...
This is a big conspiracy going on here, it seems to me.
Yeah, feels that way.
It sure does.
And he also had interviewed a family friend who, at the time, helped secure the conservatorship. Her name's Jacqueline Butcher. And she even said that she was initially concerned for Spears' well-being and has come to regret her involvement in this. She said that she thought that she was helping. Turns out she helped a corrupt family seize control.
This is awful. The more you dig into this stuff, this is really awful. And how this can happen in a modern society, we tout ourselves. I mean, is this just corrupt lawyers, a dirty, no good SOB of a father?
Oh,
it's all about money.
That comes out about him.
Yeah, calling her fat, a terrible mother.
Well, so why doesn't she sue him? Why doesn't he go to jail?
She has no rights. She told the judge in her testimony, she said, ma'am, I would like to sue my whole family. But she has no rights to do anything. She tried to hire her own lawyer two different times, and the father and the conservatorship.
What is happening in America?
Well, that's what everyone wants to know. I'm glad Ronan Farrow is putting a big spotlight on this now, too. He said this is the saddest thing he's ever had to report.
Sad? It's annoying as hell.
Well,
it makes me angry when I hear all this.
Yes, but when you hear the details of how horrible the father treated Britney, like Jay said, she's in a hospital bed against her will, And then he says, you know, he calls her fat and says he's going to get her, put her on a diet, and she has to get back on TV. It's awful. It's just horrendous. I think he's a psychopath. The more I read about him, he's an absolute psychopath.
Yeah. So then what lesson is there in this for all of us, for
families? There's definitely a bigger conversation, not just about Britney Spears, but about conservatorships in general.
Yeah. There's a little more on this Sha'Carri Richardson that we ought to talk about. We were talking about the president saying, oh, well, you know, the rules are the rules. But give us a little more. I made mention of the fact that she was sad because her mother passed away, and she seemed under stress, and some people smoke some weed because they want to limit the stress, right?
She did not make any excuses about the matter. She owned up to it. She's handling this whole thing with grace. She learned that her biological mother had died. She was disqualified after testing positive for weed, and a lot of people are saying, you know, rules are rules. She knew the rules. Yeah. She's even saying that herself. But the rules are kind of outdated and maybe need to be addressed and changed.
Yeah.
What happens
if you live in a state, 19 states have legal recreational weed. So it's not a performance-enhancing drug. Like, that's the biggest joke of all, stoners. So, yeah, maybe this needs to end. At this point, they have to.
Well, but
there's
a large group of people. I know this because.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A manhunt is underway in Georgia for an armed and dangerous suspect after authorities found two more bodies following Saturday's shooting death at the Pine Tree Country Club in Cobb County. A man drove onto the green of the 10th hole and was confronted by golf course leader Gene Siller. He was killed. The two others were found Sunday and included the owner of the truck. The suspect was described as 6'1" with long hair, wearing a white or light-colored shirt and dark work pants. President Biden on Sunday celebrated the United States' near independence from the coronavirus, stressing unity against it.
We're back traveling again. We're back seeing one another again. Businesses are opening and hiring again. We're seeing record job creation and record economic growth. The best in four decades, and I might add, the best in the world.
USA Radio News.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
More National Guard troops are being sent to the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Arkansas became the latest state to send its National Guard troops to the border last week, looking to boost the available manpower to deal with the migrant crisis. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson says the response to the crisis should be a partnership between the states and federal government, but tells CNN that the states have had to step up under the current border policies.
When multiple states send additional resources down to support Texas and Arizona along the border, we hope that that has a beneficial impact. It ought to be coordinated with the federal government, and if that's not happening, then that's a shame. But we're going to try to do our part, because what's happening right now is disaster. It's a human tragedy, what we're seeing with the change in policy coming out of the Biden administration.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Taliban's takeover through northern Afghanistan has gained further momentum with the capture of several districts from fleeing Afghan forces, 300 of whom who fled across the border to Tajikistan Saturday evening. The Taliban now controls roughly a third of all 421 districts in Afghanistan. Google has removed 9 Android apps from the Play Store, including one with millions of users, after they were discovered to be stealing users' Facebook login credentials. Discovered July 1st by malware analyst at Dr. Web, the apps described as stealer Trojans. The apps include Pip Photo with up to 5 million installs. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Looking to get on the road to wellness, then start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Just go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
In the summertime, when the living is easy. This is the most vacationed week, ladies, of the year. You know that, right? Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. Doug Steffen on the DJV program. More people are on vacation during this week. The second most vacationed week is Christmas week. Guess there's no mystery in that. And you know, we're less than 6 months away. Hooray!
Oh, God, no.
Huh?
Don't.
So think about the richness of life that you live in the summertime when we enjoy a lot of things. Food especially. I was just enjoying some native strawberries, not even those Driscoll hothouse thing. I mean, they're okay if you haven't got anything else, but corn on the cob. There's lots of it coming from New Jersey, Victoria. The best
Jersey
is not
corn.
Quite.
We're known for tomatoes and corn.
Yes. And it's now just about, we're about a week away from having fresh corn here. We have tomatoes now and lots of things that are part of, you know, the farming experience, the produce. Farming experience. But looking at how some of the stuff is growing this year, it looks like we've had a lot of rain here in the Northeast. Matter of fact, almost too much this past weekend, it poured and poured and poured, so I can't get on any fields. And it looks like we have, for the rest of the week, we're going to have rain off and on almost every day. But I think we still, what part of the celebration of this week is enjoying, what's that? Is there somebody?
Fire alarm.
I was going to say, that's a fire alarm.
Yeah. Is that you? Who's, not,
that's me.
Not me.
All right, so you need to go somewhere, Victoria?
You can get out I'll of the just building. Turn my mic off until it's over.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. All right, that is a good idea. All right, so Jay.
Clearly a lot of false fire alarms happen if there's no rush to get out.
Right. So let's talk about food, some food news this week, some bad news for those of you who like Tyson chicken or even know that you're eating Tyson chicken. They have recalled 8.5 million pounds of frozen poultry, cooking chicken products and that sort of thing, turkey, because of listeria. We all know the vagaries, right? Listeria, salmonella, E. coli. Listeria is among them. Let's see. Yeah, listeria actually is the worst because it's the hardest to find. But the Department of Ag's food safety people are on this. The recall includes Tyson-branded products and private, products, things that are used by people, for example, chicken on pizza. Most of the pizza people get their chicken from the same place. So if you have a frozen pizza, or even you went to Little Caesars and got one, or you went to some of the other pizza stores, the local ones.
Yeah, Jet's Pizza's a big one. Jet's and Marco's, Little Caesars, like you said. Yeah. Why does it seem like it's always frozen foods? It's always frozen food, chicken, or like romaine
lettuce. Because they don't do the right... Frozen is better, actually, in many ways, than canned, because they capture, if they've done it right, they capture the essence of the freshness as they're getting it out of the field, or in this case, running it through the processing, which is what basically these plants are, pork processing plants and poultry processing plants, and to a point, beef processing. But chicken and pork is done differently and not obviously as well. So Tyson has plants all over the place. Each package of the recall products has a code marked on it, P-7089. So if you got any of that stuff in your refrigerator, bring it back to the store and get your money back. Tyson's tells you to destroy it. Of course, they don't want to pay you for bringing the stuff back again, because that's not their corporate way. And more, I've talked about this until I'm blue in the face, but Tyson's problems have been more underscored lately because there are more of them, because the management is being impacted by the Chinese government buying into the Tyson food system. We all know, I hope you know at this point, that Smithfield Foods, is a wholly owned subsidiary of the Chinese communist government. Smithfield Foods, an American company, was bought out by the Chinese about, 4 or 5 years ago. So now, with regard to that, there is a settlement that was announced late last week for antitrust claims by purchasers like you and me, if I don't eat this stuff, but if you eat pork. And then there was a one of the things in this suit against the pork company, Smithfield led the way, is they all... They combined to fix the prices so that that everybody was charging the same thing. They fixed prices, and that started back in 2009. There's a judge who in Minneapolis who signed off on this. Hormel brands involved in it. Tyson's involved in it. A company called AgriStats is involved in it. That's how they got there. They're the ones who really were the closest to the price fixing that went on. The litigation is similar to a federal court case in Chicago, where Purdue and Tyson is just really a horrible company anymore. It's too bad, because it was a great American company at one point in time. Pilgrim's Pride, they all have fixed chicken prices, broiler prices, pork prices. And so when you're looking around and people are saying, wow, look at the price of food and how it's going up and up and up. It isn't just produce, but it's stuff like this. And the reason isn't because the farmers are better off or anybody's better off. It's because these people have gotten together to fix the prices. And so they've got caught with their hands in the cookie jar. And once again, it underscores, I know the ladies kind of kid me every once in a while because I get off on tangents, but this is so bad for the American family farmer. It's just, it's incredible that we're letting this happen, frankly.
Well, it just seems like any kind of mass production is horrible when it comes to agriculture.
Right, it is. And now, here's another deception, Jay. The Federal Trade Commission is trying to figure out what's going on with the Made in USA standard. As far as the Department of Agriculture is concerned, where is your food grown? This has long been a problem that has been basically created by the four big ag companies not wanting you to know, in legion with Monsanto, where your food comes from. So if it says product of the USA, if that label is on it, then you can be assured that it is something that was grown in the USA. But now they have a way around it. Some of these companies are they're saying when it comes to non-food, you know, portions of this product were made in the USA or something like that. But it's not that's not USA. That's not really friendly. The product of the USA labels now are fairly new because you remember California's best example of this. They had a ballot initiative, I think it was 4 or 5 years ago, where the Monsanto people spent $85 million to keep this thing from being passed, saying farmers didn't want to do it, which is the exact opposite. Any good farmer I know wants to tell you proudly that this is his food. He grew it, whatever it is, raised it. And yet, you know, we continually fight this sort of thing, and the latest round is what, be careful about product of USA label. The government is onto it, and they're trying to fix whatever problems are attached to it. Meanwhile, General Mills, the owner of brands like Cheerios and Yoplait and Betty Crocker, was a company that has done very well as a result of COVID. Demand for at-home is slumping, however, because people are going back to work, going back to their office, going back to school. And so General Mills says that the company, you know, is having to redo or rethink how it produces and sells its product. One gauge of General Mills revenue down 6% this year from the same time last year, but 4% above the pre-pandemic level. You know, so I guess that basically the underline here is the pandemic behavior is showing some signs of staying power. People are changing the way they eat as they are changing the way they work. And I'm going to have a comment on that because I see some interesting news and not all of it good for workers as we are trying to fill 9.4 million jobs that are available right now for the taking in America, but people still aren't taking them because of you-know-what. So we'll explore that for a moment or two, along with some other things that have become a problem as a result of the permanence of some things that have happened because of COVID. That's coming right up, 44 after the hour. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. right now. The Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. That's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu, so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Coming up on 47 After the Hour, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Victoria has had... This is one of the things that has come about as a result of the pandemic. So imagine, because we all work from our home studios, we have a main studio. Phil McGeehan is at the controls in our main studio in Washington at our originating network, Radio America. But we all have our own setup. I have a very complicated broadcast setup in my home. And I know you have your own radio studio there, Jay, because you and your husband are both working from home in the radio world. And Victoria has a nicely put together radio setup. So that's all part of our... We've come to understand that this is the way we work. So this is nothing new. I've had home studios since the early 1990s. I reported to a studio the first 3 years or so of doing this, and then when I took ownership of it myself, I had to create a way to be able to do it from my home because I didn't have a studio, and so here we are. How many years later? Almost 30 years later. But for people who didn't do what you and I have done, or your husband, there is this new world order of things. Not only is it working from home, and we were just talking about eating habits that have changed, working habits have changed, but one of the things that came about as a result of this is the wave of automation that has come about. You know, there are all kinds of different ancillary bits and pieces here. There are 9.3 or 9.4 million jobs that are going wanting right now. That's a whole separate discussion. Why in the world are we still paying benefits, taxpayers, benefits to people who are able-bodied that should be working but aren't? I saw the story the other day of a husband and wife who collected almost $100,000 in welfare benefits over the course of the pandemic. Can you imagine that? So why the hell would you go to work?
It's ridiculous.
It really is ridiculous. So anyway, the way around the problem of hiring people, and you're going to shoot yourself in the foot here, those of you who have not gone back to work because you're too lazy or it's easier to stay home and make money, is that you may have been replaced by automation. Kroger in Cincinnati has set up their grocery stores so that there you can go through and pay with a, you know, you see this at a lot of the stores. You just go, there's no person at the register, you check yourself out. And it's become more and more the practice, especially in grocery stores and even restaurants, some restaurants. So
we've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
After the hour now, it's Monday, July the 5th. That doesn't keep us from enjoying the company of one Thomas Kreitler. We were just talking, lamenting about the fact that there are groups in this country, mostly unions, who love to make sure that we have three-day weekends. However, our productivity dives in that case. Although,
this week, not in this show.
Much, guys. No, heavens not. No, we're here all the time. Although the girls have put me into a corner when it comes to Christmas and New Year's. That seems to be off limits. We're done doing Christmas and New Year's. Unless I've been told, unless I do it by myself.
By yourself, right? Yeah.
So anyway, we are here to help people. A lot of grilling going on. I see one of the questions from one of our listeners, Tommy, is a lady named Sarah who loves to cook outside, but her gas grill needs a makeover. Is it worth it, or you just toss it and go buy a new one?
Oh, no. No, no, no. If you love cooking outside in your grill, it's definitely worth cleaning it, and you should be cleaning it. It's good for you. It's good for the food. It's good for the grill. I mean, basically what you want to do, Sarah, is take the grills off and get them soaking in some water. And then while that's happening, take out the lava rock or the briquettes, whatever you have in there, the ceramic briquettes. And those, you can brush them with a wire brush, or if they're crumbly, just replace them. And then when you get down to the bottom of the grill, you lift out the burner. And then again, you want to make sure you inspect that, clean that and inspect it. Because what will happen with burners, Doug, is they'll crack over time. If it's cracked, then you've got to replace it. There's a huge aftermarket for grill parts in this country where you can buy this stuff.
Are they made in this country, or are they made in China?
I don't know, Doug.
Well, no, I'm serious. I'm
but no, I mean, I
buying stuff in China. Somebody told me the Weber grills are now made in China, and a lot of this other stuff is, and it just turns me off. So anyway.
Yeah, well, then you can find another one and buy a new one.
Buy our grill, anyways.
But buy a Weber.
I can't remember the last time I made any. I'm by myself most of the time, and so my sister and her husband, we were, when my kids were here, we were down there all the time, and they grill every night. Everything right. is grilled on yeah. there. Everything. I mean, every night. Yeah. Chicken, fish, meat, you name it, the veggies, that's what they do. They cook on the grill.
Yeah.
So that's listen, a big
we,
deal.
We grill plenty here, too. I mean, we love it. But listen, when you get the burners out and everything's clean, it's time to put it back together again. Make sure that when you put it all back together that you use and you hook up the gas lines that you use like a soapy water solution, a little bit of dish soap and some water, mm-hmm. and spray it around or soak around those lines wherever the connections come together. Look for bubbles. It'll tell you if you had a leak.
Right.
But
okay,
that's definitely worth doing. I think
yep.
so.
All right. So there you go, Sarah. How about the sweepstakes? How's that going?
Oh, man, it's really popular. You know, we're working with Deep Sentinel, and this is a company that sells the most high-tech security cameras I've ever seen. What's cool about these guys is when the cameras are set up, you hook up to this cloud system, and you essentially are having personal security guards watch your feeds 24/7. These streams are coming across the desk in these centers where the security guards are located. They see suspicious activity. The difference between Deep Sentinel and like a Ring or a Nest is these guys can actually stop a crime in progress. They can
wow.
call authorities. They can talk to the perp, you know, through the camera and warn them off your house. And we're giving away $3,900 in security systems from Deep Sentinel. There's six different prizes. You can win a three-camera set, what I put it, which is the one I put in my house, and we absolutely love it. Check it out at moneypit.com. You can go to moneypit.com/sweepstakes and enter the Safe at Home sweepstakes.
All right, if you go to moneypit.com/newsletter, there are a lot of things going on. There are three ways of getting info. The radio program, the podcast that Tommy and Leslie Segretti, his co-host, do every week, and then the newsletter, which I think you write. There's so much information here. The flying, stinging insects of summer. That
yeah.
one came right on me because I got whacked by some bees
oh,
over the
yeah.
weekend. Yeah,
you did,
right?
huh?
And fire ants. They're all over the place this
yeah.
year.
You know,
I've been
we
eating...
never had fire ants growing up, and now
oh,
we see them a lot.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So what's the scoop on how to take care of them?
Yeah, well, you know, it depends on the type of insect. You know, but if you're talking about bees and wasps, you know, those are insects that are attracted to strong, sweet smells.
Mm-hmm.
So you always have to be careful, like if you have like a can of juice or a can of soda or something like that, and you lift that thing up to your lips in the summer, you might just be getting a Ooh. Sip of something you don't really expect. But we walk through all the different types of insects mm-hmm. and the treatments and the things to watch out for and to avoid becoming a stinging victim, such as you have
right.
just experienced.
Right. Ever been stung by stinging nettles?
No.
Yeah, there's a plant that we have around here that if I get out of the truck or off of a tractor on the edge of a field, they're often they almost bite you, but they really sting, and it's huh. very it takes about an hour for the sting to go away. Look out for
well,
that.
That'll teach offense. You.
Yeah, well, yeah, stay on the tractor.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.